coming to you from Louisville, Kentucky.
It's the Valentine Cast with your tanned couple, Jay and Renee Valentine.
Today is Monday, August 5th, 2013.
And this is episode 119 of the Valentine Cast.
Prime number?
It is. Nope. It's divisible by three. Hold on. Three.
Come on. Let me out. Is it? Please?
Yeah, I think it is. Because I thought it was divisible by three. So, wait a minute. So, 3, 3, 9, 29. 29 is not divisible by three. So,
yeah. 119 is not divisible by three.
Yeah.
Hi, everybody.
What's going on, everybody?
Welcome on the tail end of our vacation, Valentine Cast.
Oh yeah, definitely. And want to take a moment and thank Pretty Lights Music, the guy out there, for allowing us to use his music for our intro and outro of our podcast and many other things. And you can see his stuff, his works at www.prettylightsmusic.com. The beauty of that, if you really enjoy it, you can pay what you like. So, he's a real cool guy. And want to say a special hello to the chat room. Sorry we started a little late this morning, but not this morning, but
evening.
This evening.
This is the evening.
Yep, it is the evening.
To know that we know this is the evening.
Yep. So. Thank you for coming out. Technical difficulties with Twitch.tv. I think they're being overburdened at the moment. So
I don't know what's going on. Lots of people putting out stuff. I don't know what's going on.
Yeah.
We're glad to be here.
We are.
We've been away.
Yeah, we actually went on a vacation this past weekend. It was the annual Crocker Family and Friends fishing trip.
Yeah, it's been going on for close to 20 years.
It's actually been going on for over 30.
Over 30 years.
From what your dad told me. And so we hadn't been since right before we got married. We decided that we would go this year because make it a point. Because it's fun.
It is fun.
To go out there.
I see people I don't see. There are some people I haven't seen since 2008.
So. Right. So we went out and caught some croaker.
Yeah. croaker, we've talked about them briefly, I'm sure, on here before, too.
Yep.
But croaker, they make a croaking noise. They're actually technically called spot croaker. Some people call them spots. People call them croaker.
Right.
But they call them spot because they have a spot on their body. But the croaker because they...
Yeah, almost like bullfrogs almost.
Yeah.
You know?
I remember the first time you heard it, you back in 2008, you were like, what is that noise?
You know, some of them are loud too, you know. And so basically we charter a boat and we go out into Chesapeake Bay.
Hendo said it's often seen with spotted dick. So
yeah.
Spot croaker and spotted dick, they go hand in hand.
Oh, okay. That sounds like a good meal.
Yeah, we charter a boat. We go out to Chesapeake Bay and we fish up some. It's not deep sea fishing.
No, it's actually they call it bottom fishing.
Bottom fishing. Yeah, because we basically go until the hook hits the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
And you kind of work with it from there.
And so one of the cool things that we were when we were catching a fish on the bottom side of the fish, there's this hole. Right, and it looks like, I didn't know it was.
Poop.
It's not poop.
It's an organ.
It's actually their vent. Is what it is.
Their vent for.
Yep. Give me a second. It's the site of waste elimination from the fish's body.
So
it is poop.
It's poop that's coming out.
Yep.
It doesn't like poop.
Yep.
But then again, I'm thinking goldfish poop. So
yeah, we were. So, because basically when we were getting the fish out, I was like, is that their penis? You know? You know, is it, what is that sticking out there? Because some of them, they would come out and some of them they wouldn't. So, I did post a link in the chat.
Of course you did.
Oh, well, it doesn't show. It just has the arrow pointing saying that's the vent.
But, we got some pictures with our catches.
Yep.
At first, I think you were worried you weren't going to catch any. You were a little like, meh.
Yep.
Because at first, it kind of went slow for you at first.
But it wasn't even that. I think the thing that really got me was that the fish were eating on my damn bait.
Yeah.
They were nibbling at my bait.
You were getting a little pissy.
You know, and I was like, they were eating my shrimp off my hook. And I was putting it on there quite well.
Okay.
You know, and I don't know if I had too big of shrimp, pieces of shrimp on there.
The first stop, we were doing great. Everybody was catching a lot of fish. It's not my cousin.
Your second cousin, Devonna?
No, my uncle's niece my aunt's niece from her sister.
Mm-hmm.
Technically not blood related at all.
Right.
But I guess we would call it just cousin.
Right. You can just say cousin, babe.
Yeah.
That's fine. It's okay.
I was trying to work out any technicalities, but second removed, I guess it would be. First removed. I was trying to work out technicalities.
Well, just go ahead and say what you want to say. I mean, you don't have to.
Anyway.
But what about your cousin?
Lonnie caught like 18, like during that first stop, she caught like, I don't know, maybe 12 fish. It was nuts.
Right, right.
And everybody else was sitting there like two or three. It was so funny. But yeah, we had a great time. We were out there for...
We pulled out about 8:30 and we got back about 1:30, yeah, so 5 hours.
Supposed to pull out a little bit earlier. There was a little bit of miscommunication, right. But that's okay.
So a little bit more about the vent. It's also the entry to the genital tract where eggs or sperm are released.
See?
So I was kind of right.
You were right.
Yeah.
Both.
But fish
you
don't.
Win
but fish
way.
Don't have penises though.
I don't know much. I should know since you know I took it in you know anatomy and physiology, but I really don't know much.
Even though South Park tried to tell you that there were that fish sticks.
Fish sticks.
You know that's not true. We were going to have a guest tonight.
We were.
And, and basically what happened was, our listener or our guest, he, fell ill. I mean, I guess he really didn't want to be on the show.
Yeah. I mean, he went so far as to get 101 degree fever.
You know what I'm saying? I'm just going to throw this out there. I mean, if you don't want to be on the show or anything like that and we come to you, you can tell us no. And we can just move on. You don't have to go out and get a 101 degree fever and puking all night.
Yeah, you don't have to take it that far. You know, it's fine.
But granted, you know, this person did turn 40 yesterday.
It's old people disease.
So it was like a light switch. They turned 40 and everything started breaking down, you know. So it's like, hey, welcome to 40, you know. So we're here tonight and
we
everything
are.
Else.
Hello.
And we want to talk a little bit about the trip and kind of go ahead and just jump right into a little bit of the weekend wrap-up.
Weekend wrap-up! Boom! That's how you people say it, right?
Mm-hmm. What do you mean, you people? So while we're at the beach, Renee has a topic here that says, sand between my toes. And sunburn.
Yeah, so we went to the beach, and I haven't been to the beach since 2008.
Yep.
And I used to go every single year, so the Pisces in me was wanting it if I believed in all that crap. But I like water.
Yep.
Personally.
And I guess that's why the Cancer in me likes the water, too, I guess.
I don't know. Supposedly. It's
with the water signs.
Apparently.
Water signs!
But we went out there, and we actually bought some beach paraphernalia for ourselves this year. My sisters went parasailing. I declined.
Right.
It was a little pricey for me.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even think it was 20 minutes they were up in the air. But since my sisters all went parasailing, I had to take all their crap to the beach. You're welcome, sisters.
Yep.
But and then we had, so then we bought stuff and spent crazy amounts of money on beach towels and chairs. But it was fun.
Yeah.
I mean, we sat and relaxed a bit, went out in the water, and it was a really, really nice time. The water was really relaxed, and we had some boogie boards. We did boogie boarding.
Oh yeah. And let me tell you,
it was a little cold.
And let me tell you a little bit with the Crocker sisters about the boogie board. You know what I'm saying? They claim that they're experts, and I'll admit.
I didn't claim out. I'm an expert at telling when a wave is going to be good or not.
And,
but as far as boogie boarding, I am not an expert.
And, you know, and they're bragging how far they were able to go. And then to find out, these sisters, they were actually helping it out. They weren't riding the whole wave. They were actually kicking their feet.
The kicking really doesn't help. It really doesn't help. You think it helps?
It helps. So
it doesn't. It really doesn't help.
Right. So I mean, it was all good. I got to play out in the water with Renee and got to go out there up to my neck in it and everything. And I didn't get freak out because something usually comes by my leg and rubs against it, and I'm like, I'm out, you know. Renee got a cowboy back ride, and
that was fun.
It was fun
because I'm not as heavy in the water, so nor I get am to I. just
and my belly floats in the water. It's awesome.
So I get to just chill out.
Yeah,
it's kinda nice.
Yeah. And basically, what we ended up doing, we were one big wave came and it was kind of funny because my contact on my right eye fell out.
I saved you.
And Renee saved me. She saw the contact and basically what she caught it. We walked out and basically I put the contact back in, salt water and all. And so for a good 3 minutes my eye was burning. So so I think that was you know, I was glad she was able to save my contact. Even though they're one a day, I didn't feel like walking around one contact in, one contact out, or going back to the car and getting my glasses. Now I'm not blind. No, I'll go ahead and say
as little as, I mean, he kind of acts like it. Like, oh, I can't see.
Well, yeah, I'm not blind.
Not really
it's
blind.
It's just that I like to see. Clear, that's the only thing. I really like to see clear, and I don't like I don't like seeing fuzzy stuff. So
fuzzy stuff.
Yeah,
I feel like I'm getting old. I feel like I see fuzzy stuff all the time.
Oh yeah, you know. Well, I mean, you'll be able to get your eyes checked here soon.
Ooh,
figure out what's going on.
And I'm gonna need glasses. I can just see it. It's coming.
Right.
But that's all right.
So then, we left there. We ended up getting sunburned.
Yeah, we did. We tried to, put it on our bodies, but we forgot and put it on while we were there. So coverage wasn't so great.
Right.
Jay got it on his face. I didn't get it on my face.
I got it on my forehead.
I just have it on my shoulders, and, but it's not as bad as his is.
I'm wondering if my lip is sunburned too. I think one fresh wash really dry.
On the inside of your lip?
Yeah, man. I'll walk around the beach like this.
Yeah, like Shanaynay.
Yeah, like Shanaynay.
Shanaynay.
So, we're definitely going to talk a lot about the food that we did while we were there.
Yeah,
if you follow us on Twitter, you may have saw some check-ins that we did. And we went to a couple of places that we found on Yelp. One named Chicken Fish. We went to a Brazilian grill. And we went to a barbecue place.
We're
going to
talk about that. Yeah, it's good stuff. But they have nice little areas down there to walk in.
Yep.
Some people say that Newport News is the ghetto of the area, but I don't think so.
It used to be.
I guess it used to be, but maybe it's better.
Yeah,
but
it used
I
to
like
be.
I like the area.
Because I have my stepmom's aunt used to live there, and we went and visited a few times. And I remember it kind of being Detroitish a little bit.
Really?
You know? Yeah. Mm. Yeah. But, I mean, it's come a long way. I guess a lot of people, I mean, the areas that we saw, they're building new stuff and, you know, putting in new parks and stuff like that. So, Newport News is about probably like a 40-minute drive, if that, from the beach. I don't think it's, yeah, it depends on traffic.
Right.
And, you know, we go up under a tunnel and stuff. So, you know, I have a moment of anxiety a little bit if it starts leaking and everything coming in. But
really?
Just for a moment. It's that moment when you're flying and you land and take off and you think for a brief, mm-hmm. well, personally, me, I think for a brief second, what if it crashes? You know, but then I carry on. You know, I don't linger, because if I do, I might go crazy.
But yeah, we had a great time, and I really want to try to go again next year, but we'll see.
Yep. And then there was a couple of things that we did on the beach that we're going to talk about in technology. So, if you're done here, babe.
Well, I want to say hi to the chat room.
Oh,
if that's okay.
Yeah, you can say hi, even though I already did.
You say hi to everybody?
Yeah. Well, I didn't individually call them out. So
well.
Do your thing, babe. Do your thing.
Individually call them out. That's what we do.
I know. That's why I said do your thing, babe.
In the chat room. Hi, chat room. We have Hendo is in here. And JK Grammar is in here. And New Hagen is here with his Ruinum. Hello. Don't get too ruining that. Ruinum. Punk Gopher is in here. And Matt Helm is in here. And Elder Geek Steve Wilkinson is in here.
Yes, he is.
Not, for example, Steve Wilkinson.
I have to say, Mr. Wilkinson has a has a very, very awesome soul patch. Now, he has a full beard.
I'm glad you remember what people look like. That's why I need you here.
Right. He has the full beard, but he had his soul patch. You know, I have trouble growing this little area in right here.
It just grows in really lightly.
Yeah, it grows in very lightly and stuff. And his is just like, bam, you know. I'm like,
I'm in a house.
Yeah. And I'm just like, I've been doing this whole goatee thing for a long time. And it's like, that's the one area that I wish that I could get to grow. And it just, you know, that's like the missing piece. You know, I just don't know how. Maybe one day at Nerdtacular or something like that.
That stuff that makes your hair grow and just dab it on there.
You know, I don't want to do that. You know, I did the whole shaving it often to see if it would grow.
Yes, hold a seminar, a workshop.
Well, he doesn't even need to hold a seminar. He can just walk by and lay his hands on me and say, "Be blessed with the soul patch."
That's awesome. That would be cool.
You know, so, but so, yeah. Yeah.
I'm so glad to see everybody here. Welcome.
Yep.
Thank you for coming.
Yeah, thank you all for coming. You guys
we really appreciate it.
You guys and gals don't know how much we appreciate your support and everything else. So, with that said, let's go ahead and jump into a little bit of technology.
Technology.
All right.
Technology.
Yeah. So, a couple of things helped us out. While we were on vacation, and it's kind of what I was kind of hoping would happen. There were two purchases made. One was this battery pack here called Rav Power. It's a 10,400 amps or whatever, megahertz amps or whatever a battery pack is.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know the correct term, so. Basically, what it allows us to do is that you'll see now, you know, I'm charging up now my iPhone with it because I was down to 20% instead of having to, you know, plug it into the wall. But I'm just using it now to kind of demonstrate. And so it has two ports on the bottom that, you know, Renee and I used them both, port A and port 1, so that we could.
Port A and port 1. I love that.
Yep, port A and port 1 are as it's labeled here, out 1, 1A, and out 2, 2A. So, oh, thanks,
like
Punk
that
Gopher.
It's small.
Punk Gopher told me that MAH is milliamp hours.
I wouldn't have known that.
I wouldn't have known it either. I really appreciate that. And so it's pretty cool. You kind of press a button on the front here, and it tells you, you know, if it's full and everything else. And when it's charging, when we charge it to the wall, it'll you know, flash that it's charging and mm-hmm. everything else. So I got this, I think it was War Crusher, Todd, from the Tadpool and friend of AIE. he told me this is the one that he uses, and this one was $35 off Amazon for the 10,000, over 10,000 milliamp hours versus one I was looking at, because this right here will allow us to charge two phones and still have a charge.
Wow.
So we can at least charge probably three to four devices. I had very good reviews. Really, I'm really pleased with it. So, because when we're out there on the beach or we're traveling, you know, this takes away that anxiety of I need to find a plug, or there's a plug over there, but everybody else is plugged into it,
mm-hmm.
you know? So, and then also, one of the other things that we used while we were on the beach was a JBL Flip. This is a wireless Bluetooth speaker that we have purchased within the past 2 or 3 weeks. It was 2 weeks, a little bit over 2 weeks ago. And it holds a charge. It lasts about 5 hours of playtime. While we were at the beach, it played the whole time while we were there.
Yeah.
And it was pretty nice. It has a real good sound.
Does it show you how much charge is left? We don't know, right?
I don't know.
It doesn't show you.
It doesn't show me. And actually, it has a speakerphone as well. If you see here on the top, I'm showing the chat room, there's a phone button. And that phone button allows you you can use it as a speakerphone. I mean, we used this also when we were talking to Deidre mm-hmm. over FaceTime. And, you know, everybody was like a conference call, and everybody saw Deidre, and we talked to her. And like I said, it has a real good sound. It was hand-in-hand with the Sirius XM internet radio that we were playing, because there were so many people out there. We decided to play Soul Town, which
yeah.
is some of the old school soul, you know, from Motown and on back. So the JBL I bought from the Apple store, and it was $99. If, you know, you may be able to find a better price out there. You know, I was looking to replace our current JBL docking station that we have, because
I missed that.
We've had those for a very long time.
Very, very.
We actually had the JBL docking station that we had was from 2007, 2008, and they have the old school port on them.
They were good to us.
They were really good, and it was like a little saucer, and you set your iPhone, iPod, Nano, anything
so
in
many
there.
Good memories.
And then it had a remote control. It was nice, you know, because I remember you having one. You got me one for Christmas.
I did. That
you
was
know.
Nice.
And I had to go with JBL again this time. And the cool thing, again, with the JBL is that it sits this way. And it also sits that way. And it's Bluetooth. Not only is it Bluetooth, there's a jack on the back for auxiliary in if you don't have a Bluetooth device.
Which is great. So,
right.
Yeah, you can listen to a lot of stuff through there.
So right. So, if you're looking for a docking station, I know I looked for some, and you want one that's not priced crazy,
mm-hmm.
I highly suggest the JBL, and they are not a sponsor of the show, but just wanted to share a little bit of tech with you on that. With that, let's jump into some media.
Media. Movies, books, comics, TV.
You know, I meant to ask, did you have anything in technology you want to talk about?
No, please.
Hey, You do have some things
every
in technology.
Every now and then I'll surprise everybody and like, hey, surprise, I got something to talk about. But most of the time, I'm very not tech savvy.
You
I can't think.
You don't really care too much about tech.
I care about it,
but you're not like into.
But I'm not into obtaining new tech.
Right.
I'm like, it's been working for me this long.
Hi, Zabby.
Hello, Zabby.
Saw you pop in. So this week in media, where is my notes?
We
were supposed to watch SWAT Under Fire.
We're on vacation.
We're on vacation, and we were going to watch it when we came back last night.
We were tired.
And we were super tired. Let's explain something. When we do the fishing trip and you go and you think it's vacation, you get up on Saturday morning for the fishing trip at 6 o'clock to get ready to leave by 7:30. And then If you're going to the beach, you want to get there early so you can get a spot and not, you know, get too hot, and also to beat the traffic. So you end up getting up early for that as well.
Mm-hmm.
And Thursday, we left at 5 a.m. So we were up at 5 a.m. So from Thursday till this morning, the earliest we got up at 5 a.m., 7 a.m., 6 a.m., 6:30 a.m., and then this morning was like 8-something, I think, because we took today off, which I'm glad we did. And we also took a nap. So this, the fishing trip is the trip that taught Renee and I to take a day off after coming back from vacation.
That was a horrible, horrible time.
Because I remember back in 2008 when we didn't, and it was, the day at work was horrid. So we didn't watch SWAT Under Fire.
No, this is all to say, we didn't watch our movie.
Right, right.
So question is, are we rolling this over to this week?
No, let's not roll it over this week, or unless you want to, because I know we want to finish House of Cards before Breaking Bad starts on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
So movies. You know what? We can leave it up to the chat room. I mean,
Chat room. You all want us to choose a new movie?
You want us to choose a new movie, or do you want to keep, you know, for us to keep SWAT? You know,
you all get to decide.
You all get to decide, and you can also
turd.
And if you decide what we and we roll for it, and we don't watch it, y'all get to chastise us next week.
I've already seen the newer version of SWAT with LL. I don't even remember what the plot. I just know it had LL in it, and it was
so
great.
Is this the same?
No, it's a different one.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so we had two rerolls. We don't have any for staying, so we get to reroll. All
right.
So,
I only have two.
I know. Well, Hendo can roll for us.
Yep.
While Hendo rolls, we can continue talking about things while you bring.
And while he's rolling for that, I did take the Chromecast to on the trip, but I did not take a laptop. So one of the things that I learned with the Chromecast was that in order for me to get it on the Wi-Fi at the hotel, I do have to have a PC to get it on the network. So it gives all the information to the Chromecast.
Yeah.
So I didn't get to try it. So I was kind of.
I know you were kind of sad.
A little bit, but.
Well, we won't be in a hotel till October. We'll be in a hotel.
Yeah, I probably won't be there that long. I'm not. October, November. The longest we'll probably be in one, probably Thanksgiving, probably. So.
Yeah. So maybe we'll try Thanksgiving.
So start with 52, top being 154. So 50 to 154.
It'd be funny if we get SWAT again. Just saying.
Yep. So we're doing a reroll. And how's everybody feel about the doctor, the new doctor?
Well, that's gonna be in media.
Oh.
But that's okay.
Oh, you know what?
You know what?
Hold on. Oh, I'm sorry, babe. I didn't look that far.
Yes, I know you didn't look
okay,
that far.
Okay, never mind. I didn't ask
that
question.
No, we can totally try it. No,
but no. Because I think
it's in there now.
It's 96.
It's out in the ether.
So 96 is Heckler.
Oh, that sounds like a, is it a horror movie?
It's comedy.
Well, it's a documentary.
The offbeat documentary explores the often contentious relationship between the comedians performing on stage and the vocal critics in the audience. Oh, this is going to be kind of cool.
Cool.
It features Louis Anderson, Dave Attell, David Cross, Craig Ferguson, and Larry Flint. Interesting.
This is interesting.
It has 3 stars, but I'm actually kind of interested in this because, that is a gray area.
It's sad when people get heckled and they cry. I've seen people get heckled and they run out.
Well,
what if someone's having a really bad day and they go to the comedy club? They go to comedy club to be lifted up, and then they get brought down.
Hold on. I just saw something on the Apple TV I hadn't seen before.
Heckler's the other way around, right? When they're getting heckled by someone. Well, then they're just buttholes then.
Okay. Yeah. It's when you know, I'm in the crowd, and he's making a joke, and I'll be like, "Yo, mama fat," and then he starts cracking on me.
Yeah, that's why I tended to not sit in the front during comedy shows. I was afraid I was gonna get talked about. So
I don't like sitting up front, you know, especially when I was bigger. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you need a chicken sandwich, don't you, buddy? You know, I'm like, oh, nah, man.
Like,
you know,
I don't want to do that.
I try to wave it off, you know, don't focus on me, bruh. Mm-hmm. Don't focus on me. Come at me, bruh. But then yesterday, a lot of our friends were anticipating the great announcement of the new doctor. And as some of you may know or may not know, our household is not a Whovian household.
It is not. We've seen some Doctor Who's, but we're not engaged.
Right.
In the lifestyle, I guess you could say.
Right, right. And we're not engaged in the fandom of it, I guess is the correct way to put it. Like we are with other stuff like Firefly. And I know there's people that don't like Firefly or Star Wars and stuff like that, and they're straight up diehard Whovians. But there was an announcement of the new Doctor, and people...
See, I don't even know his name. New Doctor Who.
I think...
His last name starts with a P.
Patel?
Peter... His first name starts with a P. Oh. Peter Capaldi.
And
we don't even really know.
Yeah, we don't really know him, and apparently he played the World Health Organization doctor, or WHO doctor, in World War Z.
Ha, ha, ha.
And people are like, coincidence?
Like, yeah.
I think not.
It's like, I saw that, right. And then I looked on the internet, and there was like five people in a row with screenshots to it.
Right.
And
right.
I think all five of those people thought they were the first to put it.
Probably.
I guarantee you. Yep. It's funny.
So, congratulations, Whovians. You have a new doctor.
There was no uproar. There was no
happiness,
were there?
So people are, the way I understand, some people are like, at first people are like, I don't like the new doctor, and then they end up liking them, or they like the new doctor and they end up not liking them. So people don't, it's more of a wait and see. You know, people are speculating that, that he's going to be a little bit more mature, a more mature doctor, mature.
So I've heard both.
Yep. Doctor, not all quirky and everything. And to be honest, a little bit, I have to admit, Duke, is it bad? I think he's kind of creepy a little bit, the whole doctor thing, you know.
Which part? The regeneration?
Just the whole, I don't know.
Creepy. I'm trying to figure out the creepy.
I can't explain it, so I'm just gonna leave it alone. But I know some people were wishing for a woman doctor. There were some people that were wishing for a non-Caucasian doctor. But I in a way, I kind of have a feeling that that'll never happen.
Yeah, I doubt it.
You know, it's kind of like expecting Victor Kiriakis from Days of Our Lives to end up being black or something like that. He died and come back black or something. But yeah. So congratulations, everybody. In a way, there's a little part of me that wished that I did like it. You know.
Yeah, I wish that, I don't know why I'm not head over heels for it.
Right.
J.K. Grammer, the new doctor, can I be Idris Elba? Idris Elba is way too cool to be the doctor.
I think he's too popular.
He's too cool.
I think what they do, who was it? Jeff Anderson. What is his handle? I forgot his handle, Renee. Anderson JT.
Mm-hmm.
He said he was hoping David Oyelowo would have been the new doctor.
I didn't know who that was until I looked it up, and he looks familiar. Yep.
The Last King of Scotland.
I've seen him in some things, but it's not like I would really remember him.
Right. He's 37, and I don't know if he was like one of the people that they were thinking about being a doctor or anything else. But to be honest, I don't know if people may think this is racist or not. You know,
what?
I mean, if they had changed, well, you know what? It's not racist. If they had changed the way, well, I guess it could be. I don't know. It's racist or sexist. If they have changed away from the white male, I probably would have watched just because I felt like they were doing something different. That makes sense?
Yeah, yeah. That's not, I mean, if it was an Asian man, you do the same.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I don't think it's racist. It's different.
Yeah. I think it's just
the fact that it's something different.
Right, yeah. If it was something different, I think I would have watched just to see what they were going to do and the reception of it and everything else. It was just, I think it would have been kind of cool. But again, you know, I know people have their thing.
Mm-hmm.
So, and they have how it should be or how they feel it should be. See, J.K. Graham trying to get me to say some stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this is J.K. Graham is saying, and he said, pasty white guys are born to watch.
Now, see, we should just cut that out, that part where you said that, and you'd be in major trouble.
I know. That's what's going to happen. I think he's going to jump on his Tim Ford podcast and cut that out and said, I can't believe J.J. said this.
I know.
And he's going to just cut it out and just throw it out there.
That's exactly why he said it. He fell for it. But Peter Capaldi was already in an episode of Doctor Who. Matt Helm is correct. He was. And I saw that in his
synopsis.
IMDb.
Yep.
So, yeah.
And he was also in Torchwood.
Yes, he was in Torchwood as well.
Right. You know, there's sometimes... Now, I have to ask. Torchwood has perked my interest. But Torchwood is a spinoff from Doctor Who.
Yes.
Correct?
So, I've heard.
So... For you Whovians out there, is watching Torchwood by itself bad? Or do I miss anything by watching Torchwood and not have watched any Doctor Who stuff? So, because we actually have Torchwood on our list. On our Netflix.
I think everybody would laugh at all the freaking shows that we have on there.
Yeah, we have a lot of shows on there. You know, maybe we should watch a little Torchwood sometime in like the next 3 or 5 years. So, for not being fans of Doctor Who, we spent a lot of time talking about it. One of the other things that we did this week, we're almost finished watching The House of Cards Netflix original series.
Almost. So close.
Yep, so close. It's getting good. You know,
I like it.
You know what House of Cards kind of reminds me of?
What?
It reminds me of Breaking Bad, but politics. A little bit with the main character.
Okay, yes. I can see that aspect, yes.
A complex character that... is a driven character.
Mm-hmm.
Pride.
Yeah.
You know.
Now, if someone can't get past him breaking the fourth wall, don't watch it.
Right.
I mean, because he does it often throughout every episode.
He does.
So if you can't get past that, don't like give it at least 2 episodes. And then if that still gets on your nerves a lot, then just you probably won't.
Yeah, it doesn't bother me too much, and I think it helps a little bit. And I'm doing other stuff while I'm watching. Which I can do that, so
right.
I don't get the point where he's staring at me.
I don't feel like I have to pay rapt attention for some reason.
Right.
Kevin Spacey's a great actor.
He is.
I am all invested in his character.
Yeah.
Like, he's playing it awesomely, and I'm really enjoying it. And when that's done, what are we moving on to as a... Because now I have Jay in this mode of binge watching, and I'm so excited because I love binge watching.
Right.
So now I have him in this binge watching mood, and I don't want to lose it.
You know, I mean, we could.
We were doing The Simpsons.
We were doing The Simpsons.
We were going to do The Simpsons.
Yeah, we need to do The Simpsons.
We're actually borrowing The Simpsons from close friends.
So. I was getting ready to say what we could do. We could say, at one point, we could leave it to our listeners at one point. We can say, here's 1 through 49. You know,
and then
they roll.
Or handle rolls, and that'll be our next binge watching.
And that will be our next binge watching, but we're not doing it now.
So. Not now. Don't go doing it now.
So maybe
we'll call upon your rolling skills in the future, Hando.
I mean, we have stuff like Louie.
We have Family Guy because Jay is not
Family
seen
Guy,
all of them.
But then some of these too.
Voyager, some of these, Ted.
But there's some of these too we have to think about. because if they're like, you know, eight seasons in, I mean, that's going to take.
I don't see a problem with this.
I know, but that's going to take like a year to watch. And then there's Newsroom.
If you watch a show a day, it won't.
A show a day. Which is kind of what we do. And I think the thing with The Simpsons, I think what gets me is that because we're buying it on DVD.
Yeah, I'm trying to get it. Yeah, we need to get that.
If it was like in digital format, it'd be awesome.
Yeah.
So that we could just like boom, 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 boom. Instead of hitting menu, going back and.
Yeah. You know, yeah. So. I know. But now I feel pressure to get it, you know.
Yep.
There. But so, yeah. So that's for the feature.
And then on Sunday, what is happening Sunday?
Oh, Breaking Bad is coming back. I am so excited. Well, it's coming back and then it'll promptly go away.
Uh-huh.
Since it is the last season for Breaking Bad. And so we get to find out what happens to Walt. I've heard so many amazing things, what people think are going to happen. Some people think that, you know, one of his kids is going to get killed and he's going to go off the deep end.
Mm-hmm.
Other people think that he's going to get killed, go out in a blaze of glory. It's various things. Okay, I haven't really stopped and thought about it, what I thought was going to happen. I could see him going out in a blaze of glory.
Right.
Something has to happen to throw, because he's tipping on the edge now.
Right.
Something's going to happen to throw him over the edge. I don't know what is going to happen, but something's going to happen.
Right.
So, are you sad about it ending?
Just a tiny bit, but I'm ready for everything to come to a head. I also worry. I just hope they don't do some stupid ending.
Yeah, if they end it like, stupidly, it'll be
and
like
it was
really.
All a dream.
I'll never, ever forgive Arrow for ruining Lost for me.
You know?
Ever. Anyway, go back and listen to the past one. You'll understand.
Right.
Stupid Arrow.
So,
hey, Arrow.
So yeah. I wish I could find season 5.1 so that we can watch the last episode before Sunday. But they'll probably have some showings of it.
Because they weren't on the they weren't on the Netflix, were they?
Right. And then also, Discovery had a mockumentary for Shark Week, and people were upset.
They were a little upset, and I'll tell you what. And Will Wheaton even put out a post on his website. When he does that, you know, the nerd community goes crazy.
Right.
So. There was a documentary, in quotes, about the coolest mega shark ever, the prehistoric megalodon, and this was a real shark, extinct now.
Mm-hmm.
But apparently, Discovery Special has some found footage that you know is trying to prove that the megalodon is not extinct and is still around. And there were various shots and various things shown that were all fiction.
Mm-hmm.
And they tried to tout it off as fact.
Right.
And there were a lot of people in our circles that were upset. I have to remember this because guess what? Not a lot of people are upset. Looked at the people that tweeted Discovery. Not a ton of people tweeted that they were mad.
Right.
In our circles, everybody's pissed. But whatever. That's another thing altogether. But, the Discovery Channel did used to be the place where you could learn.
And this is not the first time they did something like this.
No,
I mean they did the whole mermaid thing.
Right. And people were ready to forgive them after one mishap. I think after this one people are really pissed.
Right.
That they used to, you know, I don't know. They used to be the place to go when you want to learn something.
Yeah.
Now you learn bits and pieces of something and you know, you get a bunch of BS along right. with it. So,
And then Renee finished up The Death Machine.
I did. I finished up The Death Machine, the book. Machine of Death. Sorry, I keep calling it The Death Machine. It's so much easier.
The Death Machine.
Which is what it is. I liked it. It made me feel uncomfortable.
Right.
At some points, like, you know, it's kind of like, it's like the end of Ender's Game, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
It made me God, it makes me feel uncomfortable. It makes my stomach kind of flip, like, oh God.
Right.
But it was good overall. I liked it. There were some stories that were boring. I kind of skipped through a little bit because they were super, super boring. But now I've started to read Excuse me.
And so she started reading Hitchhiker's Guide.
Yeah, the Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy. I don't have the 1 through 5. Is it books?
It's actually in our. It's in our e-calibrate.
I need to get that. Is it? It's not calibrate one. So is it different books? The 1 through 5.
I think the 1 through 5 is the unabridged.
Okay, because I'm halfway done with the original Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy.
See, I need to read that one. I need to read that one because when I was reading the 1 through 5 one, it was like the little progress bar wasn't moving at all. And I was kind of like, okay. Holy hell.
So I might not need the 1 through 5 if I find out what that is. But the writing reminds me of the Discworld series.
Mm-hmm.
Very all over the place.
Yes.
And very, you know, they'll say stuff out of nowhere. And that's what, so you.
That throws me off.
Well, then the Discworld series would throw you off as well.
Oh my gosh. It's like.
Same writing style, but.
It's so sporadic.
I like it.
And it's all over. Because, yeah, I guess. Because
that's, maybe it's kind of like me. But I'm, but.
Oh, it throws me off.
I'm going through it pretty good.
And I have to go back and like read.
And the best thing, Ford Prefect in the book, I only see. Mos Def. It's great. I see him as Mos Def, and he's definitely not Mos Def. He doesn't look any. He's supposed to be a ginger.
Mm-hmm.
The book says he's a ginger. But
why can we redheaded black people? Red. There's redheaded black people.
Well, Mos Def was not a ginger.
Well, I'm just saying.
But yes, but so I love that I see him as Mos Def. It's great.
You know, I mean, I may try it again. I mean, again, it could be the funky mood I was in. I could be in the funky mood. There's no telling. Maybe I don't need to pay attention to the slider, the progress bar. And I guess that was me.
Good job,
Jay. Yep. And then also this week, thanks to Mr. Steve Wilkinson and crew at Elder Geek, elder-geek.com. On their podcast that they do called Game Club.
Okay.
They did a video of Fez back in May, and I went to go watch because one of the things that I try to do is that when I find out we have listeners that also have podcasts, I like to go see what they're doing out there. And they are doing some awesome stuff at Game Club. Their videography is like, eons beyond what we have. But so you can check them out at elder-geek.com. But I watched the episode where they talked about Fez. I heard a lot of stuff about Fez and people. Fez. Everybody on my friends' theme list has been playing Fez.
Fez.
Right. So I was like, you know, I'm going to go check this out. And I watched the podcast. I listened for the most part because there was just gung-ho, there were spoilers.
Mm-hmm.
So I was listening with the spoiler filter ear, I guess. So it was like I was going in and out of listening,
mm-hmm.
and I was watching the gameplay. And I mean, it's a cool game. It's one of those games that will kind of break your mind because it looks
too... Don't break my mind.
It looks 2D, and then you have these aspects of where you have to flip the triggers.
Mm-hmm.
And it flips the 2D world, it goes 3D, and it's just an amazing, you know, amazing ass. And the reason I got it was that we talked about Fez 2. That's what piqued my interest also,
right.
About Fez 2, the it's dude intense. Going into a rage.
I'm not doing this anymore.
He's like, you win, internet, I quit, and F you. So I'm not sure, I haven't went back and read anything new if anything cool or anything has come more of that. But his outburst did make me go buy Fez.
Good job.
So I'm enjoying it. I haven't played a lot of it, but I plan on it. And then also, there was another game, Popo and Yo, which is a game kind of reminds me of, what's the game that you played we went to go get? With the kid.
Shadow of the Colossus.
Yeah, Shadow of the Colossus game. Kind of reminds me of that a little bit. And the soundtrack is amazing. I had been looking at it after seeing some reviews and stuff. And then while we were on vacation, I happened to check Steam. And it was on sale for 75% off. So, hey, I bought that as well. Why not? So, I ended up buying that. I actually bought another copy, and Renee's going to have that as well. Yeah. She doesn't like when I pawn games off to
you
her.
You don't. You're just like, hey, I'm going to buy this for you. And I'm like, no, don't. Too late. I'm your husband. That's what he said. Husband. I'm your husband. Take I don't understand why that should be.
Would you
thing.
Rather I give it to someone else?
Yeah.
Whatever.
I answer you. Women and men out there, don't you hate when your partner or mate or spouse asks you a question? You answer truthfully, and then they just blow your answer off, even though you answer truthfully.
I didn't do that yesterday.
Anybody?
I didn't do that yesterday.
Yeah.
And I liked that yesterday when we were driving back. I asked Renee, did she want to drive? Renee was said, no. And I appreciated that very much.
Yeah. I don't like to drive. Yep. If I could never, ever, ever drive again, I wouldn't drive again.
Right.
But Jay knows that if he doesn't want to drive, I'm there to drive. But now that I've said that, if he doesn't want to drive, he'll probably still continue to drive.
No, I won't. Okay. No, I totally respect you said that and everything else. So, no, I'm still going to ask. If I'm, like, straight up tired, I'll be like, hey, yo, I'm sorry,
what babe. If you just don't feel like driving?
I'll ask.
Okay, good.
I'll still ask. So, I enjoy driving. Gives me time to think and all that other good stuff. So,
think about how awesome I am?
Yep, think about how awesome cool. You are. And with that, let's go ahead and jump right into some food.
The fridge is not prepared!
And this is where I usually have some music playing and stuff like that, but I haven't done it in a while. Okay. And I just want to say a quick thank you to Mr. Jeppy for being with us last week. It was good.
Thanks, Jeppy. That was awesome.
Yep. This week's weight loss.
0000.
Zeros are all around.
Level.
You know, we didn't lose our game.
I was supposed to say level.
What is that?
Oh, crap. That's me. Week 57.
Oh, what Sorry. Was that?
That was a shark cam. And that was in the that was water you heard. I thought I was on mute. Sorry.
You're maybe watching the shark cam.
that was embarrassing.
That was awesome. I thought it was thunder. I was like, holy crap.
And the bad thing is, I didn't even know what that was.
Right.
So it was week 57 this week.
Right. It was week 57. And then also the frog pants totals. Go ahead, babe.
Frog pants total. We have 106 people in the challenge who have lost 292.4 pounds. That works out to 2.76 pounds per person, which is awesome. I love seeing that number go up and up and up. Yep. Everybody's doing a great job. Yep. I'm proud of everyone. If you want to join the Frog Pants Loser group on Facebook, that is facebook.com/groups/frogpantslose it. If you want to join the challenge that I talk about every week, it is
it's tinyurl.com/n14loseit.
Thank you. I keep on wanting to say bit.ly.
But if you go to facebook.com/group/frogpantslose it,
all the information is there.
About. And a lot of conversation happens. We have a great community. People are talking, sharing their experience, and just a safe place for them to talk.
So people talk there and on Lose It too. Right. So don't think that if you don't want to do Facebook thing, there's conversation happening on the Lose It.
And it is a closed group as well. So
no one will see you joining. No one will see you talking in it. No one will see any of that. So they don't even know you're losing weight. You can surprise them and be like, bam!
Right.
Look at me.
So try this. Again, we were asked to find places to eat while we were in Virginia. And so I went to Yelp. I've been a member of Yelp for a bit, but never really used it. So I decided to give it a try. There were three places that we went on Yelp when we were in Newport News. There was Chicken Fish, which they have Korean fried chicken and other delicacies.
Which, to be fair, Korean fried chicken, it doesn't taste much different from regular fried chicken.
Right, apparently.
Maybe we didn't have it.
It is not as greasy.
Maybe it's not how it's supposed to taste. But maybe it's supposed to taste different.
But the way they cook it, it's supposed to be less grease.
It is less greasy.
Right.
But you had that.
I had that. And you had the bulgogi.
Close. Bulgogi.
Bulgogi.
It's a beef bulgogi wrap.
And that.
My sister had the beef bulgogi dinner, but I had the wrap.
And then your other sister had the chicken bulgogi.
And you liked the chicken.
The chicken bulgogi was freaking amazing.
The bulgogi wrap was great. It had rice in it and vegetables, and it was like a burrito, but the meat was seasoned so wonderfully.
Yep.
And they had these huge hush puppies.
Oh, my goodness.
An order of hush puppies. It was like an order of four, but each one was the size of like...
Hush puppies were amazing.
I was about to say the size of a bull ball.
Bull balls are bigger than that.
Okay. So it wasn't the size of a bull
ball. Rottweiler ball.
A Rottweiler ball. I've ever seen a Rottweiler ball, then I would know, but I've never. Yeah. And they give you a little dish of butter to dip it in.
Right. And I usually don't do butter on my
hush. I've never heard of
butter with hush puppies.
I've never heard of it, but it's very indulgent. It's good, but it's very indulgent.
Right.
I would try bulgogi again. It was really good. I would get the wrap again. But they had good seafood, too. It's a little Korean place down the street. It was good.
Right.
And we also went to, Jay found this great Brazilian grill called Tucano's.
Yeah.
And I didn't know it was a chain type thing.
Yeah.
But apparently it is. I thought it was a little low.
There's only like,
the wall.
There's like 11. There's 11 of them in the United States.
Basically, it is, it's a Brazilian grill where they just come around and they bring you meat.
Meat.
You pay one price. It's $21.95, and that comes with the salad bar, which is salad and cheeses and meats and pasta and mashed potato. It has a lot of stuff on the salad bar, so it's weird to call it a salad bar. But and they have this red or green indicator.
Yep,
red.
Flip it
means you flip it.
I'm taking a break.
Red means a break. Yeah, red means break, and then
green means bring the meat.
Bring the meat. And they had other things. They had vegetables, and they had this grilled pineapple.
Oh, roasted pineapple.
Roasted pineapple.
Yeah.
And they come over, and they cut off a little piece, and you grab it with the tongs. So, yeah, roasted pineapple. We had
bacon-wrapped
filet mignon. We had
teriyaki beef.
Teriyaki beef. Beef brisket.
What was the fish again?
Mango fried fish. Oh, it was so good. That was my favorite. They had brisket. They had pork tenderloin.
And they had Brazilian sausage.
Brazilian
that wasn't
sausage. Jay
that
didn't
great.
Like that so much.
Wasn't it great?
They had chicken hearts, which I had a chicken heart for the first time.
Yep.
Tastes like chicken, surprisingly.
Yep.
Hmm.
It was like,
but it's kind of tough.
Yeah, it's like, yeah, yeah.
It's
know.
Tough chicken. Yeah, I wouldn't get it again.
Yeah.
But it was real good. I would go there again, but you got to be prepared to have some meat.
Yeah.
But I like it because it's like little bite-sized pieces of the meat.
Yeah.
So,
and they were fast, too.
Yeah. People were running around, like, running around with the meat. It was kind of nuts. So,
yeah.
It can be overwhelming. So, we hit the red just because there was too many people coming by.
Right,
so.
Right.
But I would definitely go there again.
Until we saw the roasted pineapple.
And
then I flipped it real quick.
Jay didn't just flip it. He took the indicator, flipped it, and slammed it on the table.
It was like this.
And then everybody looked around like, Jay was like, pineapple.
Yep. Because I was on duty. Everybody was like, when that pineapple comes, Jay,
you better
flip it. Smack it up, flip it, rub it down.
That's exactly. And then we eat it.
Yep.
But so, and then the outside of the restaurant, they had a nice little area. They had a big fountain. And
there was
they had a live concert.
Had a live concert going on. It was really
lots
good.
Lots of people were out
there walking
around. It was a very nice, and the weather was perfect.
Yeah,
so
it was like.
That was great.
It was never really, the whole time we were down there, it wasn't over 86.
Mm-mm.
And it was really nice. It
so,
was really nice.
Tucano's, you need to come to Louisville.
Yep.
Just putting it out there.
Yep.
Come to Louisville.
And then on Saturday after the fishing trip, instead of going to Cracker Barrel or this very expensive fishing place, I found a restaurant called County Grill and Smokehouse. And OMG.
So good.
So freaking good.
I thought I had tasted good, but then I went there.
Yeah. And
so, all right. So what do we...
They had,
and they were really nice.
They were really nice.
They were accommodating and nice. And
we had 33 people,
mm-hmm.
And they got us in right before another party of that was having that same room. Service was great. They were very, they were very fast and accurate.
Very accurate.
You know, and the food was on point. you know, they had these potato boats. There was like a half a potato.
So good.
With beef brisket, baked beans, cheese, and smoked bacon.
It was roasted. So good. It was, oh my gosh, those were, and they weren't carved out like potato skins. They were full potatoes.
Yeah, they were full potatoes.
But it was so good. So but I liked your appetizer.
And then I got the, what was nacho called?
Oh.
Was it barbecue nacho?
The ultimate nacho or something like that?
Like it's ultimate barbecue nacho or something like that. And I'm going to give you all a link real quick.
But this nachos. All right, so the chips, they weren't anything special, but they went along great. The chips were out of a bag, I think, but they were really good chips. They had, you know, all the regular nacho stuff, the cheese, but they had brisket on it,
mm-hmm.
and they had black-eyed peas.
Oh, yeah.
At first, you'd be like, ugh, but
so it was
really good.
It was the Battlefield nachos.
Battlefield nachos.
A big plate of tortilla chips topped with smokehouse chili, smoked and grilled chicken, black-eyed peas, aged cheddar, and plenty of toppings.
There were lots of toppings. I would get that again, for sure.
It was really good. It was really good. And their website is horrible. But their food, don't let their website steer you away from their quality of food.
So if you're ever in that area, if you're ever even remotely in that area, please stop in and see
Stop in and see County Grill and their banana pudding. They make all of their desserts to order.
Yeah, their banana pudding has like a meringue on it. So it's that kind of banana pudding. So if you don't like warm banana pudding with meringue, you won't like it.
They make it right then.
But they make it right then.
So
right
it takes a little bit longer.
And that was good. My sister had that. And Jay, you had the strawberry shortcake.
I had a strawberry shortcake, and it was made with lemon pound cake, and it was very light.
It's in a martini glass.
Yeah, and it was a very light, just amazing.
Oh, yeah. And for dinner, you had the sampler, the combo?
I got the smokehouse barbecue platter. Smokehouse barbecue.
It was
a lot of food. I still had the ribs in there that I haven't even eaten.
It was a lot of food.
It came with sausage, pulled pork, two sides, and St. Louis ribs. And I ate the pulled pork last night, and we went Saturday. So after the nachos, I really didn't eat my dinner.
Because my nachos were, And I had the county burger. Oh, this burger.
Yeah.
I can eat it all, but it was so good.
Right.
Oh, I missed that burger.
Yeah.
I want some now. Yeah.
That's because we haven't eaten dinner yet.
Yeah.
we haven't eaten
but
dinner.
But I had the ultimate dessert. Mine was bread pudding.
Yes.
It's an apple bread pudding.
Mm-hmm.
I have a thing for apples, as I'm sure you know. And this was more apple dessert than bread pudding, but it had the bread pudding consistency. Dude, I was floored. I was like, I could just have this. Because it was so good.
Right.
And I'm wanting some County Grill and Smokehouse.
Right.
Damn it.
And just a quick shout out to Mr. the Trek Nerd himself.
Hi, Trek Nerd.
What is going on, Daryl?
And Udella came in as
and
well.
And Udella. Udella is here.
Udella. I did it again. I'm going
to
do this.
Yeah, Udella showed up as well. So just want to say hi to you all.
And Udella said that she may take a road trip to County Grill. I'm a little sad because I want some. I'm jealous.
Oh, man.
Because she's a couple hours away.
Oh, man. It is. We're jealous. But
super jealous.
And also just a quick, I can't remember if we said this last show or the show before, but congratulations to this week in Trek for the 100 episodes. I think they're on 102 this week.
That's amazing.
So I've been aiming to, I was going to listen live on 101, but I got busy at work.
Yeah.
Because Tuesday is my work at home day and I get to listen to stuff live. So
we ate well this weekend and then we ate well again today.
Yep.
Jay found, well, we...
You found.
I found, well, I already knew about it. I've seen it a ton, but we've never been. This diner near my house called Goose Creek Diner.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been there for a long time.
Yeah.
Since I was a kid. We finally decided to go. They have very great prices. Mm-hmm. And I saw on Yelp that they had fried green tomatoes. And I had a hankering for fried green tomatoes. So we went there and apparently they had a special on fried green tomatoes.
Yeah.
It's normally like $4.99.
Yeah, it was $1.75.
$1.75. So I had that, and they were amazing. Perfectly fried.
Mm-hmm.
The inside was firm. The sauce was great. I love mine. And you had the...
I had a county country fried steak.
Country fried steak.
And it was done just like almost like my grandmother would
almost
fix.
It was close.
Yeah, but it was good.
So, so I intend to go there again because there's some other things I want to try on there. And their prices are really reasonable. They have lunch menu. So,
Goose
Creek Diner. Yay.
I think we're going to skip the try this week.
Yeah, we're going to skip try this.
And we're going to go ahead and jump into some Mr. Feisty.
Odds and ends.
Huge apology to our... I have two apologies. One being to our co-host that we do with Grumpy Old Men After Dark podcast, Mr. Shaky Legs.
Shaky.
He was the one that actually was going to be on tonight.
Yeah, sick. I'm sad. We'll have to have him on again soon.
Yesterday was his birthday.
Happy belated birthday.
Happy belated birthday.
And he was going to get us to sing happy birthday.
Right.
And since he's not here.
He hit a milestone, which is 40.
Happy 40th.
So happy 40th, man. I failed at looking at my Facebook before the show last week.
And apparently he hated me because he was not my friend on Facebook.
Right.
But that's long since been rectified. So.
And then also, my niece, my oldest niece, Jasmine, her birthday was yesterday as well. And forgive me because I sent out a shout out to her brother the week of his birthday. And I didn't check my Facebook until after the show. And happy birthday to you, Jasmine, from Renee and I. And we love you very much. You're awesome.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday. On Tuesday, we have two birthdays.
Two birthdays.
Yes. None other than our good friend, Mr. Cole.
Happy birthday, Cole.
A good friend, Cole, that him and Adrian hang out with. And we went to the Mythical Creature Museum with.
Mm-hmm.
And none other than Mr. CJ Boat from the geekio.com podcast franchise.
Yep.
Happy birthday to you as well. On Wednesday, my friend, co-worker, Mr. Danny, has a birthday. Happy birthday to him.
Mm-hmm.
He's the youngest person on our team, which is only, I think he's about your age. Maybe a year younger.
Is he? I don't know.
But I was the youngest person on the team until he came on. So, and then also, babe, you can go ahead.
Oh, okay. I can go ahead.
Oh, so we just want to just say Okay, go ahead.
Okay,
Are you watching the Shark Cam again?
No, I wasn't actually. I was going over to the chat room. So
were you watching the Shark Cam before you?
No, I was not watching the Shark Cam. I actually wanted to say I'm sorry. A lot of people have lost their furry friends. They've actually died these past 2 weeks or so. Seems like an odd amount, but I know it's a coincidence, but it just seems like a lot of people.
Yep.
Dogs are dying, cats are dying, and I'm really sorry about that. I know it's tough.
Yeah, it's tough.
When you've been with someone for a long time and it seems to be a sudden thing, and just know that the Valentine's are thinking of you guys.
Yep. Yep. We are thinking about you all, and it's just really sad.
It's hard to even think about.
You know, and I joke a lot, about, Sammy and stuff like that. And, I'll probably be sad.
Sammy got out.
So this past, while we were gone.
And you were happy, so don't even.
I was just playing. Sammy actually got out of the fence, and we had to patch a hole up in the fence when we got back because Sammy, the little escape artist that he is, got out.
And Jay's like, he got happy.
Yeah, I was like, oh, man, I thought he was gone for good.
But
he came back.
We also got some new T-shirts and hoodies.
Yeah.
We ordered them from Woot.
We did.
They were random shirts.
Yep, we did the random shirts. Yep.
Pack of two shirts.
Yep.
I got one that says,
this is not a moon. It's based off the painting of This Is Not a Pipe, the Siest.
Yeah, it says This Is Not a Moon in French, and it is a picture of the moon, but when it goes in the dark, it looks like the Death Star.
Right.
So I have to wear it at night.
Mm-hmm.
And then I got another t-shirt of Ram, and he's sitting there eating grass.
Yep.
And the sign says keep off the grass, but he's sitting there eating the grass. It's just cute.
Which is something Renee would do. and then I got a shirt that says, on the front of it says, cloaking device disengaged, and it's a black shirt, so I think it's kind of cool. That shirt is, and I can't remember what my other shirt is, babe. I can't remember my other shirt, and so I have to share that.
I don't remember either.
I have to share that with you next time.
Yeah, we'll bring that. And I got a hoodie. I don't know the reference, which makes me feel like I should feels like, which makes me feel like I should have my geek card taken away. But I'll look up the reference. We'll talk about it next show.
Yeah. And then also, just want to say congratulations to Kara. I am Mercy Medical. She safely made it to Colorado. And you Coloridians are making it a place of to visit. We can see a lot of friends in one stop.
Yeah, we know at least 5 people there now.
Coloridians.
Coloridians. Coloridians. I don't think it's how they say it.
Coloridians. I'm calling them Coloridians.
Coloridians. They are now Coloridians. So there's that. You're welcome.
All right. And
podcast of the week.
Which is really the pick of the week.
I'm
just going to make 2 things. I just want to, you know, if you're in the game and stuff like that, go check out Steve Wilkinson and his crew out over at Game Club. They actually have a video feed as well, audio. With the video feed, you'll actually get to see some of the gameplay while they discuss it. So go check those out. They're at elder-geek.com. And then also, I think Elijah may have shared this with us at one point. But for those that are playing Animal Crossing New Leaf, there is an awesome guide out there on the internet. And
this has everything.
It's
called Thonky.
Thonky, thonky.com.
Animal.
Crossing.
Dash.
Crossing. Dash.
Yeah.
New dash leaf.
Yeah.
But the link is in the show notes. And I really hate that name because it's thonky.
Because it sounds like honky, but it's really thonky.
It's thonky.
Or a thong. A honky with a thong. A thonky.
Yep. All right. So go ahead and let's do a little bit of the...
Contact us, damn it.
We actually had an email. And then there's a few people that have followed our Twitch account. I want to just say thanks to Matt Helm. Thanks for following us. I think JK Grammar followed us. There's been a lot of people that have followed us. And I never took the time to thank you all for following.
Thank you
for following us. I got rid of emails, but I did see that Mr. Matt Helm followed us. So thank you for the follow. And then we also got an email from our good friend Nora from Lexington.
Yay!
She has written in before, and she listened to the last show, and she said, "Being a Lexingtonian."
I guess that's what they call themselves. So weird.
And maybe I may have said that. She said, "I was totally offended when you were dissing my town until you kept calling Kate Middleton Kathy and offended the royal family for 30 minutes.
And she Bill said, and Kathy.
She said, this was a joke. She thought it was hilarious. So thanks for writing in, Nora. It was good to hear from you. And it's funny because I was thinking the next time we do go to Lexington, maybe we all should hook up and
we should
go to a restaurant or something like that. Maybe I find something cool on Yelp. Or maybe you know something on Yelp. Who knows?
Yelp will be good. Or maybe Nora knows somewhere.
Oh, yeah. And
Let's hook up, Nora.
Yep, we met Nora at Dragon Con.
We did. Might as well meet her again in Lexington.
Yep.
Take another road trip.
Another road trip to Lexington.
Dirty saying it out loud.
If you would like to email us like Nora, you can email us at thevalentinecast@gmail.com. You can see our blog at valentinecast.com. The podcast Twitter feed is valentinecast. The Facebook page?
Facebook page is facebook.com/valentinecast. And you can call us at 415-75-VCAST. That's 415-758-2278. Video of our past podcast can be seen at youtube.com/valentinecast. Jay's Twitter feed is The Cowboy. That's thecaoboi. And my Twitter feed is The Ice Flow.
So, everybody, thank you.
Everybody in the club get tipsy.
Thank you all for listening. Chat room, we can't thank you all enough.
You all are amazing every week.
Thank you so much for making us part of your evening or morning or wherever you are. If you're driving, we're so glad you're driving safely to where you got to go. Oh, look, there's a deer. Oh, wait a minute. Sorry. We saw a bunch of deer while we were driving.
No saw a few dead ones.
And I saw a coyote cross the street right before we got to West Virginia.
Jay did see a coyote. I was asleep at the time, so I'm not sure how accurate this is, but he said he saw one.
What's up, Diddy?
Hi, Diddy.
What is going on? Yep. That is right. Duh. You, Della, and Diddy are a couple.
I knew that.
I knew that from when I was doing the Nerdtacular thing.
I ain't gonna lie. I only knew that because you said it earlier in the show. I'm sorry.
Oh, I remember writing
it
down. I wonder
if everybody's ever mad at me for forgetting simple things like that.
I usually remember everything, but I'm horrible.
Please. You look great next to me.
Hey, if you all have a... I'm trying to remember if I added Diddy on my 3X, my 3DS.
Well, if not, you can...
Yeah. Oh, speaking of 3DSs, while we're ending the show, a coworker of mine's daughter wanted a 3DS, and I ended up upgrading my 3DS and selling it to her with her money she earned, and purchasing a 3DS XL. So, just to kind of let you all know, the sound quality.
You sound kind of...
No, I mean, I like it. I really do like my 3DS XL. I'm having to work around the size of it sometimes when I carry it in my pocket. But it's been working out for the most part. But I can't sneak and play it like I... because it's so big. Because it's so big. Okay. And then also, the sound on it, just the speakers on it, are not as good as the original. But aside from that, I enjoy it. So... Diddy can hit me up on Facebook. On Twitter if he wants to. But anyway, you all have a great week. We'll see you next week, maybe with a guest. Who knows? See you guys later.
Bye, everybody.
Bye. I'm gonna have a Kickstarter to pay for the baby.